Beginning with verse 1. God is good
all the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God.'" This time we'd like to go to God in prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Charles Turner lead us in a word of prayer. Brother Charles?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. They will be His people. They will be His people. I want you to listen to the words of this song. My voice is not as good as it used to be in the other days, but listen to the words of this song. "I've been on my way to heaven for a long, long time, and many things have happened that's clouded up my mind. But I am more determined to walk the narrow way. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring. A brand new angel in that choir I wanna hear sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I get through the gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. I've been through some lonesome valleys. I've climbed the highest hills. I've known the joy of living in the center of God's will. I've watched the angels come and take my loved ones home to stay. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm going to ring. Brand new angel in that choir I want to hear sing. There'll be a lot of friends waiting when I get through the gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday." Amen to that?
Amen.
On my way. Thank you. On my way. My mom and dad and I used to sing that all, every place and every church that we would go to. This past week, for some reason, you ever get a thought on your mind that just won't go away? Well, this past week, I've been thinking a whole lot about heaven. That's a good place to be. And I believe we hear enough of the gloom and the doom and all the things that's going on in the world today. It's good to look at something that's better than that. I know there's a lot of bad things in the world today, and we hear it and we see it, and it seems like it just won't go away. It's amazing to me now, there's some tragedy that happens today. We forget all about it the next day because why? There's more tragedy and there's something else worse. But we also know there is still a lot of good in this world today, aren't there? Still a lot of good things out there. So for the next few minutes, do this for me. For the next few minutes, I'm not going to keep you a long time, but for the next few minutes, lay aside all the bad for just a minute and think about the glory of God and how good God is to us. When I say the word heaven, what comes to your mind? First of all, I believe a lot of you need to smile, don't you? When you think about heaven, a smile needs to come where? To your face. Thinking about how beautiful, what? How beautiful heaven must be and how wonderful that is to have in our life. I believe that a lot of people give heaven a lot of different definitions, but I believe today one thing is for certain. If you are a Christian, you are going to what? Go there. If you are a Christian, you are going to go there. And nobody, praise be to God for this, nobody can take it away from you, can it? When you turn their heart and life over to Christ, not only are you a Christian, you punched your ticket to that place called heaven. And that should take away some gloom and what? And doom. And put some joy in your heart and your life. Don't let anyone take that away. You see, God gave that to you. God was the only one that gave your Christianity. That means that nobody else can take that away from you. There's only one person that saves you and one perfect that is there with you. And you serve a perfect God, so you have a perfect salvation, don't you? You have perfect Christianity in your heart and in your life. So, when we lay aside the bad things of the world and we start thinking on the positive things of the world, what would be some of the things that you would think about heaven would be like? First of all, I believe we will be reunited with friends and family that has went on before. And praise be to God for that. Amen? If you are a Christian, some sweet day, you will be reunited with friends and family that has went on before. There's only one person here this morning that ever met my dad, and that's little Miss Sheila back there. And I've told you before, I was the favorite son because I was the only son. I was the oldest and the youngest because I was the only one that was there. But somehow when Sheila came into the picture, I became the second child. Sheila became the first child. And my dad was a United Methodist preacher for almost 45 years. And Dad preached at all kinds of churches. We'd stay at a church for 2 or 3 years, and guess what we'd do? We'd move. I moved all over the state of Kentucky and lived here and lived there and all places. And Dad went through all types of things and worked all of his life, worked really hard for us and our family. My mom and Dad decided that they would retire, and they had never owned their own house, and they were so excited about buying their own house, and they bought their own little house in Lancaster, Kentucky, and they moved there. And about a year after Dad retired, Dad started to get sick and was having, guess what he was having? Having a whole lot of heart problems and different things. And I got a call one day that he was in the hospital up in Lexington, Kentucky, and that I needed to go, and I went, and Sheila and I went. Sheila took Mom out for the day, and Dad and I had this great conversations. One of the things I think we need to have more, I appreciate what Melissa said this morning, we need to have conversations with our family, don't we? And we need to let our family know how much we love them and how much we care about them and pass along what knowledge we have to them. Me and Dad had this great conversation, and we talked all day long, and Sheila had a great time with my mom, and we drove back. We was preaching at Sufferwell. We drove back. I had to preach the next day. We drove back, and about 2 o'clock that morning after we got back, I got a call on the telephone that said Dad wasn't doing good. Wasn't doing good at all. And then I needed to come back up there. He's going to have some tests done the next day. I drove up to Lexington and just got there. About 5 minutes later, my dad passed. Now, if any of you have ever lost a parent, that's a tough one, isn't it? Makes your heart sink. But I'm praised God today for one thing. You want to know what it is? Dad's buried in Casey County. But praise be to God today, he's got a home where? In heaven. Amen? Buried in Casey County, got a home in heaven. Now, my mama, that was a different story. My mama stood 5 foot tall, and I've told you all this, with her hair fixed, about right there. And Mom was the only daughter, and she had 8 brothers, and she was the middle child. Let me tell you what, she was 5 foot, but let me tell you what, she carried a ball of hotness, didn't she, Mama? So you wouldn't want to mess with my mama. She wore a big size 5 foot, our little shoe that she wore around. And Mama was sort of the bones of the family. She kept everybody straight. I wasn't scared to death of my dad at all. But you let my mama get mad, forget about it. And Mom was something extra special. And after Dad passed away, Mom was still living there in Lancaster, and she was enjoying her life. And I was at work one day, and I got a call on the phone there at the office. That was for cell phones and all those type of things. And they called me and told me that Mom was at the hospital and she wasn't doing good and didn't know what was going to happen. So I get in the car, get Sheila, and we drive down there. And time we got there, Mom had already passed. But praise be to God today, she's buried in Casey County. And what? Got a home in heaven. And I'm going to be able to do what? See her again someday. Isn't that a great thing to know? There's a lot of reasons I'm glad I'm a Christian. There's a lot of reasons that I'm glad I'm a Christian. But one of the greatest parts of being that Christian is knowing I'm going to get to see who? People that I love again. People that care for me. Over my ministry, Lord knows I've had a lot of funerals. Had a lot of funerals in your families. Praise be to God. All of those ones that were Christians that have went on to see God, we're going to get to do what? See them again and feel that glory of God. And the only way you can do that is to make sure that your own heart and your own life is right with God, and that God reigns supreme in your heart and in your life. Won't it be great? Won't it be great to see them again? Won't it be great to feel their presence again and know the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? So, great to go to heaven just to be able to see the people that's there. Also, great to be able to go to heaven for all the things that are not in heaven. We think a whole lot about what's in heaven. Well, let's think just a moment. I wrote down this past week some of the things that will not be in heaven. First of all, if you wrote down all of your worries, how long would it take? I think today we probably, as a church, we could almost fill up all the walls inside of the sanctuary this morning, couldn't we? And we could, might be writing real skinny doing that. We might even have to go over to the fellowship hall. There's a lot of worries in this world today, aren't they? And what does worries do to you? Sometimes I think I'll worry just to worry. Any of the rest of you like that? You worry just to worry. You have one worry, and because you got that one worry, it's got that snowball effect in your life, and it's continuously going and going and going and going. And the old devil loves it when you worry. Does he want you happy? He wants you worrying about everything. He wants that mind frame to be there. Well, praise be to God first. This should be a big amen. It could be a silent amen or a loud voice amen this morning. When you get to heaven, you're going to be able to throw away all your worry list. Amen? Going to be able to tear it up. Throw it in a trash can. I don't know about you. I'll probably want to set it on fire to make sure it's gone, right? Make sure all of those worries are gone in your life. When you get to that place called heaven, you throw it away. Listen to this. There in heaven, there will be no more gossip. Amen? In heaven, there will be no more, I don't know, a lot of you, amen this one, there's not going to be any more health problems. Amen? Isn't that good? In heaven, there's not going to be any more bills. Praise be to God for that. Amen? In heaven, there will be no more family problems. Amen? Praise be to God when we get to heaven, we're not going to have to worry about who wins the election. Amen? When we get to heaven, we're not going to worry about if it's going to rain next week or what are we going to do or what are we going to wear or where we're going to go. When we get to heaven, we're not going to have any of those worries. All we're going to have is what? Glory. Glory in knowing that we finally made it to be with heaven. We won't have to take any more medicine. We will be in that perfect place called heaven. That's enough just to go to heaven, isn't it? I said a while ago, it's just enough to go to heaven just to be able to be with the people that you love and your friends and family that has went on before you. But you also get that extra bonus of being in heaven. You have no more worries and all of those things of this world is cast aside. Can you imagine? Your mind will just be at rest. Your mind will just be at rest. I told you my little experience after I had my surgery and things and experiencing just a little taste of what heaven is like. And one thing that is still in my mind all the time is just the peace that I feel. The peace that I feel. Praise be to God. All of us that have turned our heart and life over to Jesus Christ, we are going to be able to experience what? That peace. That peace that is beyond our understanding. Why? Because we're what? We're not there yet. But when we get there, we will experience what that peace is all about. Also, we will be with God all the time. We will be with God all the time. I've heard some great preachers over my lifetime. Mom and Dad, when I was a young boy, took me to a Billy Graham crusade. And I remember Dad working. I think Jim's husband worked with some with Billy Graham. And Dad worked a little bit and getting everything there. And I went and I listened to him preach. And I thought, Lord, that's one of the best sermons I've ever heard. And we've had preachers that have come here for our Good Friday services and for our revivals and for all those things. And I've heard people say, that's the best sermon I've ever heard. And they did such a wonderful, 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 wonderful job. Well, let me tell you something. Billy Graham can't hold a candle to my God. Amen? Billy, but all the other preachers that have ever preached here cannot hold a candle to who? To my God. And one day, I'm going to get to be what? In His presence. Every day. In His presence of filling the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can only imagine how it will feel to stand and be in the presence of God and to feel His love and His compassion for us. His love all around about us. One mind, one spirit, one heart. And knowing that we are there with God and we can commune together and feel the presence of God. So think about that. Heaven, it's a glory to know we're going to get to be around our family and our friends that have went on before. That's enough to go to heaven for, right? Next, get a little extra bonus. No more worries and all those things in this life. All the things that will not be in heaven is a reason to go to heaven and feel that presence of God. And then to know that you are going to get to be in the presence of God. But here's the key. Here's the key. When Sheila and I go on our vacation that we have coming up, there's some people, and I love you all, don't get upset with me for saying this, but there's some people when they go on vacation, they just say, well, we'll just go and see where we're going. And they just take off, and they don't have no hotel reservations or motel reservations or anything like that. They just take off and go. Well, you know what? That would drive your preacher crazy. Because I want to make sure I know where I'm going to sleep, right? And I want to make sure that I know where we're going to stop. And I want to read some of the reviews and make sure there's no bed bugs there, right? And all those type of things. I want to make sure I know where we're going. So one of the things that we have our reservations. And Sheila has this folder at home. It has all of our reservations in it. All of our reservations, numbers, and all of those type of things. And we make sure, I believe it's nice to have a place that you know where you can stay. Let me tell you what. The most important reservation you ever make in all your life is to make sure you have a reservation in heaven. Amen? Because why? You're going to miss all of the things that I just told you about. All those good things. And, you know, it's not a big job to do anything. You don't have to come up here and say, preacher, I want to be saved today. I'm going to write you a check. No, that money don't save you, right? You don't have to come up here and tell me how good I am and how great of a preacher I am and all of those type of things, because guess what? Paul Mills doesn't what? It doesn't save you. All you have to do today to make that reservation, all you have to do is ask Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life. And then all of a sudden, you don't get an email, but you hear the Spirit of God saying, come on home, my good and faithful servant. Your reservation is now made, and you're going to be with me some sweet day. I don't know about you all. It feels good for just a few minutes not to talk about the bad. Amen? Doesn't it feel good for just a little while to think about the good of heaven and what heaven is all about? This morning, we'll make sure you go with us. We'll make sure that your heart and life is right with God. If you're here this morning and you've not turned your heart and life over to God, everybody in this church will be so happy for you to make that decision to live for Christ and to know Christ lives in your heart and in your life. We invite you to come this morning as we have our closing song. Do you want to learn?